Right now, time to bring in Ruth Epstein once again from the Waterbury Republican American. Ruth covers our region for the Republican American, joins us on a Monday. We talk about stories that are coming up and that the Republican American is following. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you this morning?
All right. Give credit to the Waterbury Republican. They had a terrific full story on that horrible truck accident up in Norfolk. And what I want to say about this story is that when you put a story together like that and you put it up and people take the time to read it, you see how incredibly important and valuable and the people who operate in our fire departments, how well trained they are, how organized they are to handle something that significant.
Massive. And sorry to put Norfolk on the map in this case, but Pretty bad, and the road is still closed, I understand, and people have to detour, but, you know, the crews are working so diligently to prevent any further contamination, so.
Well, you know, it was just amazing. They got out there with their booms and actually stopped it from getting into the water system because of their quick reaction. Just amazing.
Amazing, and again, mutual aid, everybody came out, they were working in shifts. Different fire departments were asked to come out at certain times. It's incredible, incredible. But let's hope they clear it all up and get back to normal up there. It really shows what one accident can do and how devastating.
Yep, absolutely. All right.
Anyway, we're on the last legs before election, and I'm sure you have been busy, and I know I've been busy, and all the media has been busy working towards this end tomorrow. So we had Governor Lamont here in Kent on Friday with Johanna Hayes, the last breath of campaigning. Last week we had candidate Stefan Oski and his running mate in Salisbury. You know, Marshall, it's nice to know at least they consider coming out here to the northwest corner because we do have a voice.
Yeah, and I finished up my last two interviews with Maria Horn, of course, running for re-election in the 64th, and with the Republican candidate who's running to replace the 30th District Senatorial District.
Mm-hmm.
So that wrapped up. We ran the last of those today.
Okay, so now we wait till tomorrow, and Maria has opened her headquarters at Ian Ingersoll's Furniture Gallery in West Cornwall on the river, and so she and her crews will be there. She's running against Chris DuPont from Goshen, and Eva Bermudez Zimmerman is a Democrat running against Steve Harding for the 30th. District, which are the ones that affect most of our towns here in the northwest corner. And you and I, I'm sure, will be talking as we do every election night. So we'll see getting the results together. We've had a lot of nice things going on. We had the Calico Fair up in Canaan this weekend, lots of activity there at the Pilgrim House. And what's nice about that is that all the proceeds benefit the Fishes and Loaves food pantry.
Yeah, they had that big cupcake.
And the cupcake challenge, and that looked pretty good. And as I said, holiday season is upon us. That really started off sort of the Thanksgiving Day feast, and then we'll be starting with the Christmas fairs and stuff-a-trucks and Santa funds before we know it, even though it is 70-some degrees out there today.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Wild.
So it was the Region 1 has a Board of Education meeting tonight.
Right. They have Canaan already did its selectmen's meeting last week, Charlie told me, Charlie Prati, the first selectman. So because of the town hall being set up for elections, so they went early. Salisbury Board of Selectmen is tonight, and Thursday night's that important meeting at Sharon on the Comcast, 6 o'clock at the school. This is to vote on whether to spend some town money to put fiber optic lines on 28 miles of road in the town. And as we said before, if this goes through, it's really a first for the state. We'll see what happens.
When I was talking with Marie Horn, I said I don't normally get behind her, but I really think that because they've done such a thorough job, that the cost of Sharon supplying just about every home and business in Sharon with high-speed internet service coming in at $1.6 million, as compared to starting your own company, that would be $12 million, plus you'd have to hire a full staff and stuff like this. And for them to get Comcast to come to the table and say, we'll pay for half of it, and that now even Frontier is trying to get in on it.
Yeah,
If this plan passes, I think other towns will do it, and I think it'll become known as the Sharon Plan. Mm-hmm. And I think the task force should be commended for the great job that it did.
Absolutely. They really are in the forefront, no doubt about it. But in talking with some of the officials, they're not sure it'll pass, of course. You know, there are differing views, and we'll certainly find out. Also that day, earlier, we're starting the Veterans Day programs, and Salisbury Central will have its on Thursday at 2 o'clock, where they invite all the veterans in, and the kids really show their appreciation to the veterans, local veterans. And on Friday, the Kent veterans will be honored with a ceremony and then a luncheon at St. Andrew's Church, which is always so nice. And Saturday, Cornwall Library is having a literary event with a talk about Georgia O'Keeffe at 4 p.m. And on Sunday, we have the Housatonic Athletic Hall of Fame, which is always a really fabulous event in which they honor athletes who have left their mark at the high school. It's always a very touching ceremony and really, really a nice thing to attend. I don't know, Marshall, if you've been down Library Street in Salisbury, but the island is gone.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Yeah, it's strange to see that. There was an island at the end of that road, and you'd have to go like a little rotary. And the town bought that property. It was a private piece of property, and took the island out, and so now you can just go straight, and for safety reasons, it really, I think, is a very good idea. And the town crew has been out there working, and they finished up. I happened to catch them last week. River Road in Cornwall, just so people know, will be closed to traffic on November 14th. There are some rocks that are falling into the river, the embankment, and so the town crew is going to be out there clearing that up. So if you live on River Road, just make note of that for next Monday. And I think that's what we've got.
Yeah, you hear pickleball, and you know, in Cornwall on the 12th, they're going to have the pickleball clinic at Footfield. From noon till 2 o'clock, anybody can go and learn how to play pickleball.
I hear that's a real fun thing, yeah.
I think, isn't that the game that Jack Mahoney really popularized here?
I'm not sure. That could be, yeah.
Well, anyways, if you want to go to it, bring water, bring sneakers, and Todd Piker's
going to be giving it lessons. And speaking of lessons, they had a fabulous square dance the other night up at the Grange. I was like turning the clock back, and folks were up there dancing their hearts out. The caller was great, the band was playing, and I have a feeling they'll be doing that more. It really was fun.
I saw the picture for that, and it came back to memory. When I was at Sharon Center School, we had dances. They were square dances, and it brought back memories to see so many people dancing, and other people like me, which stayed around by the wall.
Oh, you were one of those, huh?
Yeah.
And also, I must say, on Saturday night, they had the opening of the Story of Charcoal Annie at the Sharon Historical Society. Yeah. And there, again, is a wonderful story of a past person from Sharon. And I would encourage everybody to go and take a look at that. It's a terrific exhibit about a woman who really left her mark in Sharon. And one of those real stalwart gals who was a charcoal lady back in the early 1800s. So lots to do and lots to see.
All right. I'm sure I'll be speaking to you tomorrow evening.
I think so, Marshall. So don't go to bed too early.
I'll sleep during the day.
Okay. Take care. Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio. You can find it at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on the Republican American Report.